waking up next to you, live from somewhere around Australia.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Ah, yes. Sorry.
I mean, it is the weekend breakfast.
But it's also
Jimmy and Nate.
Here we go.
Oh, yes, get up, get moving. Good, good people of Australia, jump on board and welcome to Saturday, Jim. Here we go again, guys. Here we go again. It's feeling good.
As they said in Mamma Mia 2, smack me on the ass, and here we go again.
It's exact, good. It's exact words, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
It's Pierce Brosnan, doesn't he say that?
Or Colin Firth.
Was it the thing you sent in the group chat?
Yeah, something, I don't remember. Slap me on the ass and call me Mamma Mia 2, because here we go again.
Yes! That's what we want, baby. And that's the kind of vibes we're bringing in your Saturday morning. It's a treat to be here. Once again, we are Jimmy and Nath. We're here 7 to 9 Saturday and Sunday. We're also back at night during the week, 9 to 11pm. I've had an incident this morning already. I've got sad news this morning as well.
Well, you know, you need the sad music.
I don't like playing the sad music, but this is...
are you right, mate?
I can't get my chair the right height. It's stressing out.
It's more of an off-air thing.
That all morning to come in and adjust that.
I was busy. I was doing other things.
Googly, right. Mamma Mia 2 quotes.
Yes.
Grace is giving us this sheet. R&B Fridays presents Fridays Live. Well, want to know more about it? Not yet.
Well, we do have a little treat. We have a little treat to kick off the show very soon.
Is that what you said?
Sad because I've already missed out on tickets. No, they're available. FrontierTouring.com.
Mate, it's not about that right now.
You started
it. It's about you started this. It's you. You're sad. You had an incident this morning.
Got out of the shower this morning where my...
My willy was gone.
And that's weird. And my big bottom nudged my watch, which was sitting on the vanity, smashed.
Oh, you smashed your watch.
Smashed.
Oh, no. Chuck it here.
No. I've already had an incident this
smashed.
Morning.
It's already fine. Smashed.
Don't catch it. Don't double smash it.
Good catch.
Oh, that is... That's absolutely wrecked.
Big no, incident this morning.
This is the second Apple Watch you've gone through.
The first one I lost. Yeah.
So sad. Oh, that's not
the first one. The first one I lost swimming in WA.
No, in the Northern Territory.
Oh, Northern Territory.
Yeah.
You didn't even know you lost it.
Why would I try and hold on to that memory?
What are you going to do? Is this fixable or do you have to get a new one?
It's still under warranty. So that's okay. So big bottom. It comes with its perks and
it comes with its hazards.
Trying to
think. It was on like the next to the shower bit.
Yeah, and I've backed out of the shower, so I've come out of the shower bottom first.
Yeah,
visual.
I've come out of the shower, as you can imagine, bottom first. Gone to grab the towel, bang! Big clumsy bottom knocks it off.
Well, you shouldn't have put your watch there. If it's in a knockable area, it's not in a safe location.
Well, I didn't know it was in a knockable area.
Well,
you've got a bottom like mine, everything is a knockable area.
You need to put it like in the middle of a bench.
Yeah, can't have anything overlapping the edge.
Oh no, great! Thanks for the feedback. Now,
well, no,
where were you this morning?
I mean, because you could do this again. Yeah, we don't want you to.
Mm. This stops you from doing it again.
Or I just leave it on because you can wear them in the shower.
Yeah.
As I learned recently.
Yeah, exactly. How is your smelly wrist going?
Oh, it's fine. Doesn't smell.
So, yeah, not a great thing for me to start my morning with, guys. So I really need the vibe to be lifted for me this morning.
I feel like, I mean, I sit here and I have an Apple Mac in front of me, two Apple phones. Yeah. Two phones, guys. Two phones. Mm. And my Apple Watch. Right. Look, because I love Apple. And because it just all talks to each other.
Yep.
But are they too breakable? You know what I mean? Like, every time you drop something, 100% it's going to break.
100%. I don't even know how they make their money.
Is it? Yeah. Well, you reckon they do.
I reckon they make their money on replacements, guys.
It's true.
Mm. Honestly, I reckon that's where the cash is.
Allegedly, obviously.
Yeah, of course. Allegedly. Well, no, all we've done is just prove that this isn't a paid bit.
Yeah, Nath's not trying to get... Well, if Nath was trying to get a free Apple Watch out of it, I've ruined it. By having you got Apple
got
and all that
double
products.
Sad music now after that.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Jim, big news on the streaming front. Disney Plus, get this, has officially taken over Netflix as the biggest streaming service in the world. Disney Plus taking over Netflix. Maybe instead of this, they should have this. Been working on that bit.
Is that why we're doing this?
Yep.
All right, coming up, do you have a confusing parking sign near you?
More Craig David. Now, Disney Plus, get this, they added 14.4 million new subscribers in the last quarter. The company now has 221 million streaming subscribers. Disney Plus will also introduce one of those ad-supported tiers, much like Netflix have done now as well.
So no, Netflix haven't added that yet.
They're going to?
Yeah, the rumors are it will be the start of next year, possibly this December. Have Disney launched it?
They haven't launched it yet, but they're going to. Same thing. I feel like they're all starting to move towards the ads again. We had no ads, paid subscription, no ads, and now we're bringing the ads back again.
Just a loop. Yeah, we had...
it is, isn't it?
It was like, come watch this because we've got no ads. Mm. And then now it's, hey, we've got ads. But then also there's a million of them now. Because, you know, Foxtel was like, hey, Ozstar back in the day. I had Ozstar. I was rural.
Ozstar, every time I went and stayed at like a motel, they had Ozstar. On the road.
On the road.
Yeah, no, I was on the road.
Mate, you city kid. You had Foxtel, mate.
I had Foxtel, but if I was on the road,
when the first, Ozstar.
Like, what's this crazy
must be
thing?
Regional. I think when Ozstar first started, because I grew up, small country town, I think you had to have a dish, like, on top of your house.
I remember those hotels, the regional hotels, they would say, Ozstar.
There's people out there, they're not just hotels. When I was in these hotels.
they had signs on there saying, we got vacancy and also we got Ozstar, guys. So that was like the big sell.
I drove past a hotel the other day that said, we have hot water and,
Actually, we have hot water.
But I think it was like...
Are we like salt?
I do hate it when my shower runs out of hot water. This isn't selling good.
Yeah. You've been watching a lot of Disney Plus. I've been watching a lot of Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. Marvel surely helped it out.
Yeah.
Surely. Marvel has been... I'll be honest. As soon as Disney came into the streaming services, if I was Netflix, I'd be nervous. So I was like, they're a powerhouse. They're going to do well.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know if you remember, but it's different around the world because like there's different, you know, broadcasting licensing rules. Mm. But here in Australia, all the Marvel stuff was on Netflix.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
They literally lost it all.
Netflix was even making Marvel shows. It was making like Luke Cage, Daredevil was a popular one. Mm. But then Marvel went, we're going to make our own streaming service. Well, Disney did because Disney owns Marvel, but they just own the big ones. Like they own Marvel. The number one watched thing on Disney Plus is Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Great show.
So they have all the Star Wars. Mm. There's a new one called Andor, I think, coming soon.
Mm.
As long as you've got Star Wars, Marvel.
Well, that's the thing now. All the hotels, all those regional hotels are going to be like, now, hot water and Disney Plus, guys. Yeah.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Jim, I love this. A new term has emerged to describe those car spots that have contradicting or very confusing parking signs around them that make it very hard to understand whether or not you can park there. We've all seen those. They're everywhere. Aussies are now calling them the most Aussie name ever. They are now called Yeah Nah car parks. Yeah? Nah.
I mean,
car parks.
You don't need to put the exit.
It does it for you, really, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a car park.
When I was living in the States, the number one confusing thing apparently that I did to Americans was say Yeah, nah. It is, I don't know, I mean, I've never been to Europe. I don't know if you found it there, but when I was living in America, like they'd be like, do you want to go get a coffee? I'm like,
See, which is why it's the perfect word, I guess, phrase, would you call it, to describe these car parks.
They're like, do you want to go get a coffee? Do you want to go get a coffee? And I'm like, whatever. They're like, you don't really... You said the two opposite. You said yes and no. Yeah, we just do it. We go,
But when you say, I know exactly what you mean. Whatever. These are the car spots. They're often flanked by signs that make it very hard to realise if you can park there. I feel like, I don't know about you, but the more signs, the more confusing it is. You know what I mean? When it's like between certain hours, it's like a 4-hour car park, use the meter. And then three times a day during different parkings, it's a loading zone, a taxi zone, and also a 5-minute zone. Very confusing.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're talking about your jaunting out to the regional towns to watch Ozstar.
Love a good jaunt.
I grew up in Gundawindi. We didn't have signs.
Yeah. Great. So perfect.
When I first like went to the Big Smoke, I drove to Brisbane. I think it was like for a sporting thing. I just remember my dad yelling Like, what the? This tow zone, a school bus zone, park here, is it metered?
It's true, though. And by the time you figure it out, you've got a fine on your car.
It's a very big smoke thing. I mean, if I do park in one of them now, I work under the assumption that the parking officer is also confused.
Yeah.
So he'll walk past and go, oh, I can't figure it out.
It takes them a while to figure it out
anyway. Too hard.
Surely it's just a gentleman's agreement. Move on.
There should be some sort of limit to the amount of things you can put on a park sign. Mm. Like, because, you know, like there is the one sort of size sign that says, you know, like 2P.
Yep.
Maybe it has a code if it's a paid parking and then the hour thing. That's it.
Yeah,
you should be able to put another sign on top and another sign underneath and another sign next to it.
One sign limit. Yeah. There's a picture that I've seen here that's going viral on the internet at the moment. It's got one direction. It says 4-hour parking, get a ticket. And then on the other side of the car, pointing the exact same way, it just says no parking.
Yeah. So it's just
what? Make up your mind. It's a car park.
You parking?
All right.
Well, can I? Nah. Oh yeah.
We don't even know. All right. 131060. Australia, jump on the phones right now. Do you have a car park near you?
Doing the voice. You're like, dearest Australia, call us now on the show. Do you have a
God, you do a good Nath. 131060. Do you have a confusing car park sign near you guys?
The Jimmy and Nath Show. Podcast.
Jimmy, just asked the question, 131060, do you have a confusing car park sign near you, otherwise known as a, you know, car park? Car park. They're the ones that you have.
Here? Yeah.
You have no idea because there are too many signs. I think the golden rule that you mentioned before, which I think everything should apply to, is one sign. One sign per car park. As soon as you put in three or four different things, loading zones and taxi zones and 5-minute parks during these areas, so confusing.
Yeah, just make permanent. Make it like a permanent non-parking. Make it a permanent bus stop. Make it a permanent taxi zone.
Make up your mind.
Yeah, because just
stop flip-flopping. Stop flip-flopping between different car parks. Denise from Kingaroy. Hi, Denise.
Hi.
Have you got a car park near you?
We do because it's kind of like a sort of like a T intersection part, and they have a give way on the ground.
Okay.
And obviously you drive over the top of it because you've got to go up to the intersection, so you cannot see the give way signal on the ground, and no one gives way, obviously.
Okay, so you just can't see it.
It's only new. Yeah, so you can't see it because you drive your car over the top of it, and if you don't know it's there because it's new and they haven't told anyone that it's new, no one gives way.
So it used to be a car park, but now it's a giveaway spot, Denise?
Yeah. Okay, so and it's a new exit,
See, this is the thing. It's very
confusing.
Don't
change stuff.
Don't change it, Denise, would you say?
That's right. I agree. Don't change it.
Don't change it.
I'm still going to park there.
And also, don't just put it on the ground. We drive.
Yeah, Denise. That's right. Put a sign up in the air so people can see it because they're not looking on the ground.
I mean, this does go against what I said earlier, is in there needs to be just one sign up. So Denise has really called me out there. Denise has gone, Jim, they've done what you said. There's one sign there, but now it says give way on the ground.
There's always an exception to a good rule, isn't there?
Yeah.
Sue from Nembucca Heads. Sue, is there a car park near you?
No, there's a ridiculous car park in Western Australia.
Oh, okay. Talk us through it.
So my girlfriend and I, there was a street car parking, right? Oh. And it said free from 5 p.m. till 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we parked there, but you still had to buy a ticket to show that you still had to purchase a ticket. I don't know, issue one.
Yeah.
So as they knew you got there after 5 o'clock. So we didn't get a ticket because it was free and it cost us $60.
Oh, no.
How ridiculous is that?
So I've seen these around Australia. It's not just Perth. I've been stung by these before. You go, it's free, but you need to punch a ticket out. What an absolute joke.
What a rort.
I know.
What an absolute joke.
That's how they make their money on tourists.
The parking inspector would have seen that we were there after 5. He wrote the ticket at 4:15.
So, who cares if you did get there at 4:30? It's like, it's past that now.
But we didn't. But, so ridiculous. And $60. What a rort.
$60.
So that's the other thing, Sue. I don't know if you've done a lot of travelling around Australia. There's no consistency in the pricing.
No, that's true.
Yeah, some places, you can get stung 40 to 60. Some places you can get stung, I got stung 160 once.
Well, in Hobart, it's like $27. In Sydney, you literally have to sell your car to pay for the
bucks.
It really is.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Please welcome producer Grace for some goss.
Gossip Grace. Poor Brian McFadden has had a...
Okay. We do a lot of jokes in this show, and one of them is that when you mention an artist or radio station doing, they play the song of an artist, and then, I mean, you get told to do it because then people driving go, oh, that guy.
I can instantly connect.
I will be honest, though, Brian McFadden. If you're gonna leave me, I needed you to do this.
I'll be honest, so I was searching beforehand with producer Grace just to find one that I remembered.
This is a banger, though, right?
If you say so.
I mean, what else? What was he? Was he in a band?
Yes, but I cannot tell you what band it was.
That's clearly not the gossip.
So you've brought some Brian McFadden, but no further research.
Well, because I know who he is. I didn't
do
think.
You?
I do.
What band's
he was married to Delta Goodrum. I know that.
Oh, producer Trins.
Oh, hey, Trini, you know? Do you know or no?
It's Westlife.
Oh, I used to love Westlife too.
Yeah.
Obviously not that much.
Not enough. Brian McFadden has had a rough week after getting stung by a bee, which is not good. He posted a pic of himself to his socials.
Grace goes outside. She goes to me, Jim, just let you know, it's a slow gossip day. And I went, okay. Didn't tell me what it was. And I went, okay. And then, so we're going, celebrity stung by a bee.
Loose term.
Okay, no, look at him. He's had an allergic reaction and he's been, he's very swollen, the poor man.
Yeah.
So he posted a pic of himself to his socials. He captioned the pic, stung by a bee and got an allergic reaction, owning that look, free Botox and fillers. And he posted a little video of himself singing Sexy and I Know It by LMFAO.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Are you kidding me?
Me?
Grace? We've done like some of the biggest gossip stories and you've never had audio, right? Man stung by a bee and you go, and here's some audio.
I'm sexy and I know
Well, he presented the audio.
You just played.
That could have been anybody.
That's what you edited. I walked past her desk earlier. She's busily putting something together. You edited.
It's because he's swollen and he's owning it by being like, I look sexy. He's making a joke of it. His fans were obviously
concerned. Oh, God, there's more to this.
There's more to this, is there more to me? Well, his fans are upset, aren't they?
He posted an update yesterday. Thankfully, his face is calming down. And he was well enough to play golf yesterday.
Oh, so he played golf?
Yes.
Right.
I thought I was throwing golf in there. You guys would love this.
One line of golf.
And bring man stung by bee.
You can't just say the word golf and that's just not free range for any story.
Don't wee on me and tell me it's raining.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Jim, small talk expert, Mr. Joe Bryant, has revealed the basic rules to navigate small talk with people you don't know in social settings. I think this is good. Something that you and I, we find ourselves in a lot of time is small talk, because we often go to different events, meeting people that we don't know.
Yeah.
So we've got to be masters at it, really.
I'd argue we are. I was only having a conversation with my girlfriend yesterday and she was like, I ran into someone and she went, you are great at small talk.
Just turn it on.
She's like, yeah, and I mean, are we giving tips?
Look, there's a few tips here.
I don't want to take over, mate. This is
your thing. You can. Well, that's the thing. This is an open small talk conversation.
This is big talk.
Big talk.
Weekend breakfast. It doesn't get any bigger, guys.
Okay.
It doesn't get any bigger.
Here's the first one. Always have an out. Now, this is something I'm actually not that great with. So it says, go into a conversation knowing how you could potentially leave by saying things like, I've got to go get a drink. I've got to go to the bathroom, or I'm supposed to be meeting somebody. This to avoid the conversation, the small talk, going too long and becoming stale.
Yes.
So something that I'm not great at.
No, I mean, producer Grace, can you come in the studio? I'd love for, you know, just so it's not, you know, me v. Nath, but Nath, no, you're not great at, if you do, look, and outs present themselves to you all the time.
Yeah.
Like I've gone into a conversation, like you've walked towards someone, you've seen the person, and as we're walking towards them, we're walking to the bathroom.
Yep.
And you go, geez, I really need to go to the bathroom. Mm. You will then chat to that person. You'll be like, how are you? They're like, yeah, great. Yeah, having a good day. Like, here we are.
Yeah.
And then they'll go to leave and
there'll
be like,
a laugh.
What else is happening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go again. I know I do this.
You hold on too long to the conversation.
I absolutely do. Yeah. See, this is a tip that I could use. Mm. Also on the list is avoid strong and controversial opinions straight off the bat. So, you know, if you've never met somebody before and you come in with bang hard opinions or hard controversy on certain topics, straight away people are like,
No, you know what I mean? Yeah, just be a fence sitter.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good to
don't have an opinion.
ask questions and make them simple questions, which is a good one, because then you get the other person talking and the pressure's not on you.
I'd argue that you are the, I don't know if you'd agree, Grace, the best, Nath is the best at small talk I've ever met.
Yeah, agree.
He's so good at it. He can just keep it going. Yeah. I've never met someone that
keep
can
keep the ball in the air.
Yeah. We ran into some people the other day, and as we were walking towards them, Nate's like, oh bloody, here we go. And then,
not again.
Yeah. And then you kept the conversation going for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? The other day we were in a rush. Mm. We'd managed to squeeze in a gym workout. We were trying to get back to the show, Grace. And Nath saw someone we knew, and Nath went, oh my God, we haven't seen this person in years. Nath's like, Jim, just put your head down, be on your phone. Let's ignore them. We've got to get back to the like, we've got that interview. Grace is going to be upset. And I was like, okay. So we're there. And then they yell out, they go, is that Jimmy and Nath? And Nath just says, oh my God, you mean?
And then, it is. It's a superpower.
Yeah. And then they tried to leave. They went, well, we've got to leave. We've got a show to get to. They were going to some sort of play or performance or something.
Oh, yes.
And they're like, don't. I haven't seen you, man. What else is happening?
Well, I think that's the thing.
Is that why you were late?
No, yeah, it was. I think that's the thing. I think I get caught up in my own small talk. That's the thing. If I had a superpower, it'd be small talk. I'd be like Superman, but the S wouldn't stand for Superman. It stands for small talk. That's on my chest.
Oh, my God. I'm here with people I don't know. It's awkward. Who do we need? Small talk man.
It's very true. Okay, here's what I thought I wanted to do. I feel like we've just established that we're quite good at small talk, me in particular. So I feel like there might be other people out there, or I hope there are other people out there who are equally as good at small talk. So what I wanted to do is create something called Jimmy and Ace Small Talk Conga Line.
Oh yeah, it's Jimmy and Ace Small Talk Conga Line.
Yeah, 13, 10, 60. How this is going to work is
Madagascar.
No, not Madagascar.
Very Madagascar.
It is, isn't it? It is. Yeah. 13, 10, 60. Australia, jump on the phones right now if you want to be a part of our small talk conga line. Now, how this is going to work is, Jim, you and I, we're going to start off with a very simple conversation, and I'll tell everybody what it's about. It's going to be about the weather.
One of the easiest things to go to.
Some say too easy.
No, because everyone experiences weather. You
absolutely.
Know what I mean?
You 100%. Think small talk, you think weather.
You do.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Bloody and everyone
raining
does it.
Again.
People walk in the office. Bloody wet outside.
Absolutely.
Jeez, what a ripper of a day. Sunny out there. Oh, bloody windy. Blowing dogs off chains. Oh,
that's my old man's favourite thing. Maybe that's where I get it from. Okay.
You do. Your dad is also very good at small talk.
So how to work is, Jim, you and I will start off with small talk. It'll just be between you and I to start with, talking about weather. And then how to work is, one by one, I'm going to bring people into the conversation who must add something to it. I want to see how many people we can bring into the small talk conga line before the conga line falls over. That's essentially how this is going to work. So the overarching theme will be weather. There'll be small talk between you and
should
I,
we,
Jim.
Should we do an example with producer Grace?
Perfect.
So you and I are starting?
Yep.
Okay.
Bloody rain again this morning, Jim, when I got out of bed this morning. I couldn't believe it. I thought we'd gotten past these.
And you wouldn't believe it, mate. I got out of my car, didn't bring me umbrella.
I could not believe it, producer.
I don't really believe in umbrellas. I think just brave the rain.
I told you not to go with controversial opinions. Straight
don't believe in umbrellas. We think they're unicorns.
Nothing weird. Nothing weird.
So Australia, that's great, Grace. Example of what not to do. Right. I believe umbrellas are mythical animals. They're not real.
I don't believe in
umbrellas.
They're a conspiracy theory. All right, 13
theories. I don't think they're real.
Suck it up.
Grace,
suck
Grace,
up.
Grace, people are calling. 13, 10, 60. Australia, jump on the phones right now if you want to be a part of Jimmy and Ace Small Talk Conga Line. And get this, the best small talker, this is huge, is going to score themselves a $200 athlete's foot voucher. Of course, at the athlete's foot, all that matters is the right fit. Find the biggest range and best brands for any activity at theathletesfoot.com.au. You want to score yourself a $200 athlete's foot voucher? Give us a call right now, 13 10 60, and be a part of Jimmy and Ace Small Talk Conga Line. We'll do it after this.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Lizzo, About Damn Time, live across the country. You got the Jimmy and Ace Show. Saturday morning. It's about damn time. And Jim,
just quickly, yeah, on that song, I really hate that song.
you hate it?
Because what Lizzo's done is she's taken something that everyone says and added to it. So, in a minute is such a common phrase. You
100%.
Know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah, I'll be with you in a minute. Mm. In a minute. So now, every time someone says to me, like yesterday I got a coffee and he goes, yeah, mate, it'll be ready in a minute.
Mm.
And then it's like, I went, in a minute, need to send a man or woman to bump me. Yeah.
And then the barista's probably like, fill up a seat.
See, it's clever.
So every time I hear a minute, that's now I'm like.
Smart marketing, really. It's smart marketing.
She's good.
She's clever.
I hate her because she's clever.
Jim, you and I are very good at small talk. So what I thought I would do is I'd try and challenge the people of Australia who are potentially also very good at small talk. And I'm creating Jimmy and Ace small talk conga line.
Oh, yeah. It's Jimmy and Ace small talk conga.
Right, so how this is going to work is you and I, we're going to start with a simple conversation. Simple small talk conversation. It's going to be about the weather. And then one by one, I'm going to bring people into the conversation to join the small talk conga line until it falls over just to see who the best is around the country.
Now, this is my first time hearing it live on the show.
That's
this fine. Is Nace Idea Australia.
That's how we do it.
So I thought like we'd go one then the other, but you're saying they're all there.
They're all going to be there. So it's like a conga line. So the first person is still there.
Group.
No, it's a conga line because you join the back and the conga line still moves. People don't drop off.
Like a human centipede sort of situation.
I was trying to avoid that description, but yes, like a human centipede.
So you chat to me and then do I chat to someone and then they chat to someone else and then they chat to someone else?
Everyone, well,
are we all talking to each other?
Or everyone's talking to each other.
Okay.
Right, but it's all about finding the right moment to talk in a situation.
I feel like this could be, we don't like, it's called talkover in the radio industry.
Hmm. There could be a lot, absolutely, because at the moment I think the girls have teed up about 30 people.
Yeah. So, Producer Grace, were you aware that this was more of a conga group than a conga line?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she was.
You and me will chat after the show.
No, you'll have some. Okay. I was hoping it would be a uniform conga group, but we'll see how it goes.
Guys, you're eating into my conga line time.
Well, wouldn't have said eating after I said.
Oh, yeah, you know. Shouldn't have. All right, let's start it off. All right, and we'll begin it now. Raining again, Jim. Raining again outside. Cannot believe it.
I can't believe it, mate, because you wouldn't believe it. I didn't bring an umbrella this morning, and now I'm just getting wet.
Oh, Lisa from Port Macquarie, do you have an umbrella that we could potentially borrow?
Yeah, I do, actually. Now, I've got two. I've got one of those golfing umbrellas or the smaller umbrellas. I mean, I know I prefer the larger ones. What about you?
Well, just on the golfing umbrella, Lisa, are you a fellow golfer? Do you like golf?
My husband is a crazy golfer, and my son is also a crazy golfer. They've tried to get me involved, but I find it a little bit boring. What about you?
Well, I enjoy it, but do you enjoy the fact that it gets him out of the house? You know what I mean? You can get rid of the son, get rid of the husband, Lise.
Well, sometimes I like it when they're gone because that's when I can do my girly thing. I do my nails.
Well, I mean, Mick from Brisbane, welcome into the conversation. Do you like getting out
of house?
Yeah, g'day,
guys.
No, g'day, mate.
Yeah, Oh, mate, I enjoy. Oh, yeah, a bit tough trying to chase the white ball around the course, mate, and put them in holes. Yeah, don't know too much about that. But rain, mate, you might get a wet ass on the way home, but you'd be right. But
nothing
yeah,
worse.
Yeah, mate, a bit
nothing,
cold.
Nothing worse.
A bit cold, bit nippy.
No, you're so.
Not so.
Content dumped. Not suitable for broadcast.
You're teasing me, you naughty, naughty.
This is the Jimmy and Nate Show.
Hey guys, we're back.
We got through two people.
We got through two.
Two people.
All right, hang on. Let me do this.
One station.
All the feels.
Get that feeling with your favourite shows.
That feeling of the hits you love from then to now.
Get that feeling.
Okay, now I want to keep going.
Okay. So we got through two people.
We got through two.
Before we had an F word.
Okay, so there was an F word there, which is why we had to stop. So, I mean.
Oh, sorry, guys. That's sorry, right. Sorry,
Mick,
sorry.
Mick, all right, you're still here, so just don't swear
Lisa,
again.
Lisa, you're still there.
Yeah. Ever.
Yeah, okay. Okay, Vanessa, you're still there?
Yeah.
Okay, we hadn't got to Vanessa yet, had we?
No, have we got to you yet, Vanessa?
No.
Okay, yet. Well, Vanessa, welcome. The conversation's now.
Welcome.
Yeah, Vanessa, do you swear often? Are you a swearer?
No, mate, no. I'm a good Christian girl, good Catholic girl, brought up by the, you know, the all-powerful Pope.
Okay, right. Okay, didn't think we'd get there.
Whoa.
A little secret that I'm not actually.
You're not actually. No.
You're not actually, right. Yeah. Okay, okay.
I was baptised.
Do you know, Vanessa, is the Pope Catholic?
Yeah, apparently so.
Apparently so.
You know that phrase?
Does a bear go to the bathroom in the woods?
No, you're so right. Juliana from Melbourne, welcome into the conversation. Let's bring it back to the weather. How's the weather going where you are, Juliana?
Oh, the weather is beautiful. It was freezing this morning. Like, I did not want to get out of bed. I'm on my way to work now. But at the moment, it's beautiful. Blue skies.
Actually, just quickly, is anyone else working in the conversation? Anyone else on their way to work?
Yeah, mate. Yep, Mick here from Brizzy again. Yep, flat out, mate. Flat out like a lizard drinking. I'm so busy. I've just found 5 minutes to talk to you guys, and I'm not going to swear again. So I'll dot my I's and cross my T's there. So,
okay.
You're a good man. Flat you're a good man, Mickey. Monica, on the Gold Coast, are you working this morning?
I just finished night shift, so I'm a nurse.
A nurse. What's your most interesting nursing story, Monica?
Probably wouldn't be able to say it on here.
No, you say, well, Mick said something that he shouldn't have said on air. So.
Hey, Inga. Hanging out here.
The way to go over umbrellas.
Okay, a little bit of talk over there. Drop it out from people. Do we go
another
one?
How many are we on now? We're on five.
We're on five. We had six.
So back to what we were talking about. I'm relatively dry right now, guys. How are you guys hanging in there?
Well done for bringing it back.
We were wet this morning, Mickey, but we're in the studio now. So, I'm feeling quite dry.
I mean, Kerry from Glenmore, our sixth person into the small talk. Hi, Kerry.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Yeah, we're going all right. Weather all right where you are, Kez?
Oh, nah. I hate it. It's only good for car washing.
How do you wash the car, Kerry?
I've washed it in a month.
Yeah, I'm washed it. Been there as well. Just back to Lisa, the original call. Lisa, are you still there?
Yeah, I am. I'm still here. I have to say, I've just been listening really intently to everyone. Everyone's got some great stories. Mm. But here in Port Macquarie, it is raining. We're about to play the major semi-finals in our club rugby game. So I'm looking forward to some really good mud rugby.
Well, Lisa, I don't know if you know this, but Nath was an Australian schoolboy at rugby union. So maybe he could give you some tips this morning.
Lisa, what position are you playing?
Good. No, I don't play positions. It's my boys. My boy was actually just in the under-15s New South Wales country team. So great fun.
How good is that?
That's great.
Yeah. Mick, did you ever play any rugby growing up, brother?
Mate, I've done it all. Jack of all trades, master of none. All right, you give me a ball right now, I'll put that one straight over the black dot.
Oh. Yeah, brother. Well done.
Some great small
well thing. Done, everybody. No. Lisa, Mick, Vanessa, Juliana, Monica, Wayne, Kerry, everybody there.
Wayne, Kerry, yeah, brother.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
We just asked 13-10-60. What keeps you young? This is after a study by the University of Oxford has found the top eight things that make us age quicker, according to science. University of Oxford, famous for smart people.
Yeah, up there, isn't it?
Before we go to the phones, let's punch through them. And as a team, let's confess if we do any of these things.
Okay.
So these are the things that make us age quicker, according to science. Number one, booze.
Yep.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Not a good start from the team.
No.
Number two, too much sunshine.
Yep. Oh, I don't get enough. So I'm fine there.
It's a yes from me. Absolutely. Yep. All the time.
That apparently is bad for the skin.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, too much sitting.
Oh, I love to sit.
Yeah.
Love to have a lie down. That's good.
Apparently laying down's okay.
Oh,
it's,
I'm fine
it's
then.
It's the sitting because you're crunching over your knees and
bending.
It's not good
posture. Yeah.
It's not. Apparently we weren't made to sit.
I'm a big sitter. Yes. Mm. I'm 3 from 3.
Four, smoking.
No.
Well, it's only grace, really. That's
I don't smoke.
And that's the attitude.
That's good. The attitude. Number five, bad diets.
Oh, no. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I eat some vegetables.
Grace is in for that one.
Number six, stress.
Oh, very stressed.
Big stress.
Oh, big stress, lady.
Number seven, a vitamin deficiency.
Does it specify what vitamin?
Or no, just getting enough of your vitamins.
Just all-round vitamin stuff.
Yeah, they recommend you probably should be taking some sort of vitamin supplement because diets nowadays, I mean, going back to number five, bad diets, we're not getting enough vitamins in our diets, not eating enough fruits and vegetables.
Mm.
But I don't think you guys eat fruits and vegetables. I'll give you that one.
I'm pretty good with that.
Number eight, the final one, lack of sleep.
Oh, I sleep lots. Arguably too much. Yeah. I'm fine there.
Can you go too far the other way?
Well, you can. We did this on the show the other day. You can sleep too much.
You absolutely can.
Like all of these. Sunshine. You need to get some. Not too much. That's bad. And not none. That's bad also.
Paul from Mildura. G'day, Paul.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Good. What keeps you young?
Three things keep me young.
Yep.
The first one's my wife.
Yep. Nice.
The second one's the people I hang out with.
Yep. Nice.
And the third one is golf.
Yeah. Oh, my man, Paulie. Good stuff. How often are you getting out playing 18, Paulie?
Well, before I started my new job, I was out 4 days a week. But now, yeah, it's only once a week, maybe twice a week if I'm lucky.
How's it? What about your wife, Paul? How does she keep you young?
Oh, we just laugh. We laugh a lot.
Oh, it's important.
That's really important, nice.
How good.
Yeah.
Laugh.
What's her name, Paul? Give her a shout out.
Tanya.
Oh, I love that, Paul. So you're laughing at home and then crying on the golf course, yes?
No, yeah, sort of.
sorry, Paul. You keep going, mate. What were you saying? Paulie?
He just said maybe.
Oh, maybe. Right. I thought he said matey. I thought he had another life lesson for me.
No, I was just like, yeah, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe.
Depends how I'm playing. Angie from Sydney, what keeps you young?
A good sex life.
Yeah, well, no, you're right.
That's so true.
It is. How often are you having sex?
You don't count it. It has to be real good sex life. It could be a good relationship. It could be a short relationship, so long as it's a good relationship. And the sex is great.
Yep. Yeah. Quality over quantity as well, I think.
That's right.
Yeah. It's not about how many times you're doing it. It's about how good is it.
That's right.
Are we talking about golf again?
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
And Jimmy, this country is beautiful. There are so many places that we broadcast to, but here's the thing. The bosses at the station, they never gave us a list. They never told us where we're broadcasting to, which is why we do this.
Jimmy and Nate are on in the land down under.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie!
During the show, the boys have thunder. Can you dial, can you call the number? They wanna know.
Yes, thank you, Lara. Very simple question, Australia. We need your help to answer it. 13 10 60. Where the bloody hell are you, Chip?
Yeah, where are you? We're putting together a map.
Slowly.
Two maps in, what are we now, August? That's the 8th month.
They always say August. That's where all the good maps come out.
Maps come from. I reckon.
Matt Month.
Matt Month. Producer Grace is on the phone. Look, apologies. We were actually chatting about this off air earlier. A lot of people get the call because we do this. We try to do it every Saturday morning and people don't get through. Look, apologies if we don't. That's why we do it every week.
Yeah.
So hopefully you don't get through this week. Hopefully you can get through next week.
Shannon, welcome to the show. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good, Shannon. Where the bloody hell are you?
Well, I'm in a little small town called, well, it's not little, it's actually a small city called Griffith, New South Wales.
Oh, Griffith. Beautiful.
As you were saying that, Shannon, were you worried about pissing off the other good people of Griffith?
Never. Beautiful people down here. You've got to come and experience the hospitality and the food and the wine.
Right. So would you say one of the best places in the country for hospitality, Shannon?
Hospitality, definitely. Food, wine, very welcoming community.
Have you got a go-to spot? Like, what's the best restaurant in town, Shannon?
Ooh, well, there's a couple, actually. There is Giuseppe's. There is La Scala. There is Zecca, this is all Italian food. And it's honestly, if you've born and raised in Griffith, you can never go anywhere else to eat good Italian food.
Oh, so all those people born and raised in Griffith who want to go elsewhere, they go, can't.
You get given pasta, and I love it. It's like, my mum cooks the best pasta. I'm from Griffith. I don't think she does.
Thank you, Shannon.
We're going to go to Griffith for the Italian food.
Absolutely. Scotty, welcome to the show. Hi, Scotty.
How you going there?
We're good. Where the bloody hell are you?
Downtown Yarrumbella, Taylor's Arm.
Taylor's Arm, Yarrumbella. All right. Why do you love Yarrumbella, Scotty?
Just awesome mountains and the outdoors, I guess you'd say.
The outdoors. You get outdoor much, Scotty?
Yeah, I'm always outdoors.
I love that. For work or for pleasure?
Oh, both. As much as possible.
Okay. Have you got a favourite mountain, Scotty, in Yarrumbella?
Mount Brown.
Why do you love Mount Brown?
Oh, because I live on the side of it.
You live on the side. Easy to get to. Thank you, Scotty.
Love where you live.
Go to Scotty's place, get to Mount Brown. Beautiful. Michelle. Hi, Mish.
How are you?
We're good. Where the bloody hell are you, Mish?
Emu Park on the Capricorn Coast in Queensland.
The Capricorn
beautiful,
Coast.
Beautiful part of the world. Why do you love Emu Park, Michelle?
Oh, it's 45 kilometres east of Rockhampton, the beef capital. You can go to the Keppel Bay Marina to get the boats over to Keppel Island.
Mish, any emus in Emu Park?
There's a few, actually. Not as many as there used to be.
Right, okay. So you'd think there would be more?
Oh, there would be, but development.
Oh, bloody development, mate.
Mate,
so yeah.
It was named Emu Park for a reason. Now it's just Park.
Love
Love Bigfoot started with, well, it's about 45 from Rocky.
45 from Rocky, that's all that matters.
I love that. Love the distance. Hey, look, it is time for the show ratings. We rate the show out of 10 and give our reasons why. And, Nath, a massive round of applause for yourself.
Oh, for me?
Yeah. You came up with the conga line. I'll be honest, Producer Grace, it felt more like Jimmy and Nath's group chat. If
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're still calling it the conga line. So.
That's it. But don't worry. You can follow Jimmy and Nath on the socials. At Jimmy and Nath. And catch the show. Weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network. And on the Listener app. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.